At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours, the final hour of the show here on The Fan. By the way, we do have some callers up, but if you want to, we haven't done this one in a while. If you want to ask me anything, as it is the final hour of the week for me, have at it. You could call me up right now, 888-808-1019. If you're not familiar, it's a segment. We haven't done it in a minute because the sports have been super busy. But, and they still are, but I feel like we got another hour left. Why not? And you can, we'll mix it in with the sports calls.
Ask Tommy anything.
Appreciate that. No need for applause. So if you want to line up now and we'll take it for the next hour, we'll weave it in and out of the sports. And that number to call to ask me anything is 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tom in Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
So I had a quick Knicks point, but then can I get an Ask Tommy Anything question in?
Of course.
So, what do you think about OG? You know, obviously I agree with you. Be precautionary. I think they're going to win the series anyway without him. What do you think about having him dressed, though, just literally to come in maybe a few possessions here and there, maybe for a big defensive stop or, you know, go a little small, you need a big shot, three from the corner late in the game or something like that. Just to have him, you know, maybe even play just 5-6 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, you want him to just kind of mix in some minutes. I'd rather keep him out. That's just me. I'd rather play cautionary and just because I don't think they need him in this series. So I would just leave him out. And because of the injury histories that he has, I wouldn't mess with it.
Got it. Now, I asked Tommy anything question is, if there was Game 7 of the World Series today, I'm not talking based off of, you know, history, experience, purely based off today, and your choices to pitch were Nolan McClain, Cam Stittler, or Max Fried, who would you go with?
So what am I doing here? Is this like a Game 7 World Series, you said?
Game 7 of the World Series, not based on experience or anything like that, just purely you have those three pitchers on your staff. You got to pick one for Game 7 tomorrow night. Who's getting the ball?
Oh, Tom, you know I got to go with my guy, Nolan McClain, of course. How could I not? I wouldn't say the current ace of the Mets, that would be Clay Holmes, but certainly the future ace. And Nolan McClain is shown to be that bulldog, that ace in the making. But I love Cam Stittler. You know, I say Nolan, but if you gave me Cam Stittler, I'd be very, 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 very pumped up for that. By the way, John Heyman has a report about Pete Alonso. And this is according to Heyman. This is Alonso about negotiations with Steve Cohen and David Stearns at the end. So apparently Pete Alonso, he wasn't thrilled with how negotiations were going. And during a meeting at his Tampa club or down in Tampa with Steve Cohen and David Stearns, he made that clear. According to the report, Alonzo told Stearns, when my career is being evaluated for the Hall of Fame years from now, you'll still be fiddling with your flipping formulas, only he didn't say flipping, so you could use your imagination which word he used there. I assume the word also started with an F. According to the report by Heyman in the Post, Alonzo also argued he's using analytics and biochemics to get back to his best, points aimed at appealing to someone like Stearns, but that one comment stood out the most. Okay. So look, obviously, look, this whole thing we know didn't go well, and it's a big statement from Pete. I don't know if that doesn't really sound like, I know Pete a little bit off air, and he seems like a guy that wouldn't say something like that, but negotiations sometimes could get ugly, and it's clear that the Mets wanted to move on, and it's clear that Pete Alonso wanted to get his money, and I'm sure he wanted to stay here. It just didn't go well, and this is going to be a story that I'm sure is going to make a lot of headlines and make a lot of news. The bottom line is Pete Alonso is no longer here. Brandon Nimmo is no longer here. Jeff McNeil is no longer here. And that's the situation in the world we live in. But that's a according to this report by Heyman, that's a line. Quote, this is Pete Alonso. Quote, when my career is being evaluated for the Hall of Fame years from now, you'll still be fiddling with your bleeping formulas. Because Pete Alonso, correct, did not fit into the, they thought his defense would get worse as he got older. He wasn't a guy, yeah, where you bring in analytics, you didn't think it would age well. And that's where Stearns was at. And Cohen, of course, co-signed it. And ultimately, Pete got his money. The Mets moved on. And we'll see long-term who made the right decision. It's just, you can't go back in time. It is what it is at this point. And I would like to move on from this, but it seems like one of those situations that just continues to have things like this pop up. You know, whether it's Alonzo when he was here or Nimmo when he was just here, and they're getting asked about this, and now this story in the Post from Heyman. And this is according to the report. So that's where we're at. Pete Alonzo, and Pete kind of said he didn't have a conversation with Cohen when he was here. He said that as it was going in the direction of, you know, that he was going to sign with the Orioles, he did not have a conversation with Steve Cohen. Divorces are usually ugly. This one seems to be no different based on this report. I'm sure Pete wanted his money. He wanted to stay here. He's the all-time leading home run person for this franchise, player for this franchise. And those that hate David Stearns and hate analytics and hate that he is trying to build this based on his formulas are not going to necessarily back him up when they see this story that John Heyman has in the Post. The Mets made a decision. It took a lot of guts to do what they did, and ultimately they're going to end up being right or wrong. It's not a short-term thing. It's more of a long-term thing. They didn't want Alonso around. They didn't want McNeil around. They didn't want Nimmo around. Not for their personalities, but for their games. And they wanted to get younger, they wanted to get more athletic, and they didn't want to give Alonso the amount of years and the type of contract that he was looking for. Look, if Pete Alonso hits 500 home runs or comes close, he is probably going to the Hall of Fame. And I love Pete and wanted him to stay. For sure. But it became very clear that they didn't want to keep him. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mo in Elmont. What's up, Mo?
Tommy, what's happening, man? Long-time fan.
Thank you, bro.
Okay. Dude, I find it strange that there's only four teams at 500 or above in the AL.
Yeah, I don't even think it's even four teams unless that changed tonight. Last I looked, it was only the Yankees and Rays, so maybe that changed this evening. But the American League is just hideous, Mo. There's no other way to describe it. Yeah, so the Guardians won, so they're above, and the A's won. So now it's four. The 20-19 for the Cleveland, 19-18 for the A's, and then obviously the Yankees and Rays, well, way better than that. 26-12 for the Yanks, 25-12 for the Rays. But the American League is awful. Nobody outside of Tampa, besides the Yankees, has stepped up and made it seem like they're going to be a contender. The Tigers are dealing with a Scooble injury. The Mariners have been kind of stuck in the mud since the start of the year. They're 18-20. It's hard to explain. I mean, then you look at the National League, the entire Central Division is over 500. So it just looks like one of those years where the American League is going to be the lesser of the two leagues, which is a big-time advantage for the Yankees.
You remember seeing, when was the last time you remember seeing that, though? This is what strikes me as odd. I'm like, I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, the year the Yankees went to the World Series, they faced some iffy teams. But yeah, it's early. I would expect somebody, like, I don't think the team that is going to win the American League Central is going to be a game over 500. So somebody's going to separate themselves, whether it's Cleveland, whether it's Detroit. Somebody in the West is going to, like, the Mariners are probably going to heat up at some point and finish with, like, 90-plus wins. I could even see the Orioles, Blue Jays, or Red Sox, one of them, having a better, you know, 4 or 5 months to the rest of the regular season. But yeah, I think it's startling. I've been bringing it up for a while now. I'm like, I can't believe how bad the American League is. Going into today, only two teams above 500. I mean, that's just pathetic.
Yeah, it's insane.
Look, I mean, listen, so the Twins, cool. Yeah, the Twins, nobody expected to be good. The Royals stink. The White Sox are better than they've been, but they still aren't very good. The Tigers have been a disappointment. Now they have no Scooble. The Guardians have probably played, even though they won the division last year, have probably played better than most expected. Red Sox have been worse than people expected. The Blue Jays have been worse. The Orioles have been a little worse. The Rays have been better. A's have been better, Mariners worse, Rangers right about where you figure, Angels probably where you figured, and the Astros, who I thought would suck, they have actually exceeded my suck expectations. They are 15-23. And that's why, speaking of John Heyman, that report that came out, you know, about a week ago that the Mets might add a big bat, I thought of Christian Walker on the Astros, who's having a really good year. I'll pull up his numbers here for you guys right now, if you're not a follower of, and if you don't play fantasy baseball. 307, 9 home runs, 27 RBIs, 42 hits overall. I'll get you the OPS, and just, if you're an OPS person, I know a lot of people are. So I don't want to feel like the OPS people aren't getting their number. OPS is 950. So Christian Walker's off to a big-time start. This is a guy that has had 36 home runs, 33 home runs in his career, 29 with Arizona in 2019. He is no stranger to the National League, having played with the Diamondbacks for, geez, a lot of years, about 6 or 7 years. So he's got a ton of experience in the National League. He's a vet, but he's having a big year. He's good defensively. He is a power bat. He fills a void if you don't want to live with Vientos there, especially defensively at first base. So you could put him there at first base. He's on a team that is bad. He's won 3 gold gloves, by the way, Christian Walker. So great defensively, power bat, has a familiarity with the National League, is off to a fast start, can hit the ball over the fence, can give you 30-something home runs. If the Mets are in the market for a big bat, he would fit that bill. Murakami on the White Sox, I think, could be an interesting option if the White Sox look to trade him. I know they just signed him, and he's off to an amazing start, especially with the home run ball. But that could be a situation. Now, the division sucks, so that probably keeps the hopes alive in Chicago. But if they go, you know what, Murakami's off to this great start, we can flip him for some prospects, why not do it? We're not winning anything this year anyway. And anybody could add Murakami. The Mets, the Yankees, and this guy went for a song and a dance and is off to an awesome start. So those are the two names that really came to mind. Is Murakami and Christian Walker. But we'll see ultimately if the Mets do that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And obviously getting reinforcements back, getting a Polanco back, getting a Luis Robert Jr. back, getting, most importantly, Francisco Lindor back, will be a help for this offense. Carson Bench is starting to hit. He's been red hot lately. And I will say this, I'd like to see Bench in the lineup every day, much like with Ben Rice when he sat against lefties and then would pinch hit. Bench is just scorching hot right now. Play him every single day. There's no reason to sit him, especially when you had a bad April. You're trying to win as many games as humanly possible. Carson Bench is a player that is swinging a great bat, and he's awesome defensively. So I want to see Bench's name in the lineup every single day. But he's been excellent. Soto's always going to be Soto. Vientos has given you moments this week. Semien has been quietly better than people want to give him credit for. I know he hasn't been off the charts. And he's a traditional slow starter, Marcus Semien. I'm not suggesting he's going to regain the form a couple years ago when he finished top 3 in the MVP voting, but when you have a history of being a slow starter, you would expect him to start getting going in May, in June. And look, the season is far from over. I know people want to like wave the white flag and they're frustrated, and I understand the frustration. I'm not going to tell you not to be frustrated. And these Pete Alonso quotes are only going to make people even more angry that is in this John Heyman story in the Post. And if you're just tuning in, this is from Heyman in the Post. This is about Steve Cohen, David Stearns, Pete Alonso and the negotiations at the end when they weren't going well. And Stearns told, or Alonso, I should say, told Stearns, quote, when my career is being evaluated for the Hall of Fame years from now, you'll still be fiddling with your flipping, and he didn't say flipping, it was another word, formulas, only he didn't say flipping. It was a divorce, it was, according to this report, not a good divorce. Most divorces don't go well. The Mets did not want to bring in Alonso or bring him back for the amount of money and the contract that he wanted. They didn't care that he was popular, they didn't care that he was the leader in franchise history and home runs. They just were ready to move on. And he didn't fit their plan in terms of his age, in terms of his defense.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Fence in terms of the numbers that they felt like were going to decline, they weren't going to pony up the money and years that he was looking for. And I could see where Alonso would be frustrated. I get that. He wanted his money. And I think he wanted to be here as well. And when it wasn't going well, and it wasn't going in the right direction, according to this report, he let Stearns, and it sounds like Cohen maybe as well, or through Stearns, Cohen found out, he let him know as well. Well within the rights of Pete Alonso. But ultimately, because Pete said, when you're evaluating my Hall of Fame career, look, Pete put his, I appreciate the confidence, I think Pete could certainly end up in the Hall of Fame. And when we're looking back on this 4, 5, 6 years from now, and if Pete Alonso has put together that Hall of Fame resume and the Mets, we'll see where they're at. And then we can ultimately decide if this was the right move. It's not something you can determine in a month. As much as fans want to, you can't. You have to give it time. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Reggie is in White Plains. What's up, Reggie?
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. I got to ask Tommy anything, but real quick, you keep bringing up the Yankees' path to the World Series a couple years ago. Who did the Mets lose to in 2015?
What does that have to do with anything?
AL Central, Kansas City Royals.
Right. What does that have to do with anything?
It has everything to do with everything.
No, it doesn't. What does that have to do with... What does 2015 have to do with 2024?
Who can you name on that Kansas City Royals team?
The one that beat the Mets?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Eric Hosmer, Sal Perez, who's going to the Hall of Fame for sure. Was it Alexi Ramirez on that team? Kendrick Morales, Alex Gordon.
Very good. Well done. I'm just saying, you know, just take it easy on
me. No, but I don't understand. I don't understand where you're coming from. All I said was that they had an easy path in 24. What does that have to do with the Mets losing the World Series?
The assumption is that the Royals and the Indians are garbage because they're in the AL Central.
No. They were just... No, but the Yankees have had a history of doing very well against the Central in the playoffs, but those teams were not very good that year. That's just the reality of it. Now you could say when the Mets made the World Series, the Cubs weren't ready to win, so they got a break. Look, sometimes you need a good road. Sometimes you're great and you steamroll everybody. Sometimes you need a road. Sometimes it's both. You know, but you never throw them back. Yeah, you never.
Real quick, who's the best show you've ever seen live? Your best EDM show?
Ooh, boy. That's a tough one, Reggie. That's an Ask Tommy Anything, I assume.
Yes, sir.
I gotta think about that one, Reg. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the back and forth. Yeah, I think sometimes people think I'm not trying to be a jerk about it. I'm really not. I promise you, I'm not. And I totally understand it. Now, what I will say is this, and I have this argument with Evan all the time. That Royal team, which was very good, they had just missed out on winning the World Series. They were a Madison Bumgarner away from beating the Giants the year prior. They came back and they added Alexi Ramirez. Like I said, they added Kendrys Morales, who was already a deep lineup. And they were just, they were incredible that year in terms of never say die, never being able to be counted out of a game, which is always a hallmark of a champion. When you can win in multiple ways. If you remember, the starting pitching was like the one thing that you worried about with them. And ultimately, Wade Davis was awesome. Volquez, Cueto, but you didn't think the starting pitching was going to be the strength. You thought the Mets had the strength in that department. Moustakas is another guy. That Royal team, because a lot of people go, oh, it's the Royals. No, that was a good team. Real good team. They could have easily went back-to-back that year. That run, I should say. And yeah, the names, like outside of Perez, who is, I think, going to the Hall of Fame, they're not going to jump out at you as, oh, these are all-time great players. Lorenzo Cain was a heck of a player, too. I think Alex Rios might have been on the team. Zobrist, they had a lot of gamers. That was one of those teams where, yeah, they might not have had a ton of star power. They might not have had a lot of future Hall of Famers. Their starting rotation was solid. Their bullpen was lights out. But they had so many gamers. They had so many guys that just put the bat on the ball, fought to the death in terms of their at-bats, were never out of games. They were on a mission after losing last year in Game 7 to the Giants with Bumgarner on the mound, who was just brilliant in that series. I think it's incredibly disrespectful to the 2015 Royals to compare them to the Royals team that the Yankees beat in the playoffs in 2024. I know the name is the same. I know the city is the same. But come on. Come on. And also, while we're at it, Connor, you got to jump in here. And I like Reggie, but I don't understand why Yankee fans sometimes get so insecure about that stuff. You're the greatest franchise in the history of sports. You need to come and run to their defense. They don't need defending.
Well, nobody wants to hear, just like somebody in life doesn't want to hear that they're only successful because their parents are rich. Nobody wants to hear that the only reason they made the World Series is because they had an easy path to the World Series.
But didn't they face bad teams?
Well, I wouldn't say they were bad teams, but they weren't maybe the most star-studded teams.
Okay.
But across baseball now, a lot of these teams aren't full of guys hitting 350, hitting 45 home runs.
Yeah, so it's a weird spot because then I should ignore the competition. That's fine. I could say that. But I was saying it. I don't even remember what the reference was. And I'm not somebody that likes to whatever troll for the Yankees that year and say, oh, they had an easy path. I was just referencing the teams that they played. I forgot even what the conversation was about, to be honest with you. It was something we said, I think, last hour. But I didn't mean any disrespect by it. I really didn't. Because you could say the same thing about the Mets when they beat the Cubs that year to get to the World Series. The Cubs were not ready. The Mets beat them, what, in five? You could say, oh, they didn't play anybody there. That's fine. The heck do I care? As long as I'm in the World Series, that's great. But I could see it, too, because I think the Yankee fan, as much as they enjoy this run, they are on edge a little bit, too, because it's been a while since they won a World Series. And again, I'm not saying that to be a jerk. I'm just saying that I can understand where there would be this feeling of, like, they want to get it done at some point.
And ultimately, the Yankee fan would say, you can only beat who you play.
Yeah. And they were, and that was a really good Yankee team. I actually think this one is maybe even a smidge better, especially because of the starting pitching. But both things could be true. They could be good, and they could also have a weak road to the World Series, which I think is the case in 2024. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. We will finish up with your calls. You can ask me anything. You can talk about the Knicks. You can talk about this article that John Heyman has about Pete Alonso, Mets, Yankees. Everything's on the table for the final 40 minutes here on The Fan. Here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join. Final half hour before we hand it off to Gordon Damer at midnight. So if you want a chance to talk to me before this week is up, this is your opportunity at 888-808-1019. A few things before we get out of here. First, OG Anunoby, who is officially questionable for Game 3. He did suffer a hamstring strain. Now, according to reports, it's not as bad as we all feared when we saw him not on the court and not on the bench in the final 2.5 minutes. It sounds like, based on everything we have read here, that it truly is day-to-day, and he could, and this is from Ian Begley of SNY, there is, quote, optimism within the Knicks locker room that OG will be able to play in Game 3 or Game 4 in Philly. I personally, if it was up to me, would not play OG Anunoby in this series. The Knicks do not need OG Anunoby to beat the Sixers in this series. They have a commanding 2-0 lead. The Sixers have a ton of problems. They have no depth. Embiid is not a given to play every single game the rest of this series. You have a lot of momentum. The Knicks have a ton of depth. This is a team that, yes, you need Anunoby for the long run, which is why I would keep him out of this series right now, because I don't want him to make this injury any worse or potentially injure another body part because he's favoring the hamstring and he doesn't want to hurt the hamstring anymore. OG Anunoby is too important to this team. He is the MVP of the playoffs for the Knicks so far. The Knicks' record with him on the floor compared to when he's not on the floor, is staggering. They're just a way better team with him on the floor. That being said, they don't need him for this series. Now, if Philly was to win a couple of games and it somehow got to 2-2 in this series, which I don't expect, but if it did, then I would obviously bring back Anunoby Tuesday night in Game 5. But outside of that, even if Philly gets one here in Philadelphia, I would not put Anunoby back on the court. He's just too important. And I don't believe he's needed for this series, especially when you're up 2-0. The Sixers seem like they're out of gas. They don't have any depth. Embiid is not going to be able to stay healthy for the rest of the series, so you're probably not going to see him for every single game. And the Knicks are just flat out better than the 76ers, even without OG Anunoby. Now, you're going to need Anunoby for the next series, which is likely against Detroit. You certainly are going to need him there, and you are certainly going to need him for the finals. It's a risk-reward thing. And right now, putting Anunoby back on the floor, by the way, I don't think he's going to play either in Game 3 or Game 4. But it's a risk-reward. It's just not worth the risk putting him on the floor and potentially OG Anunoby, who's had a laundry list of injuries. He has a long history of getting hurt. It's not worth it putting him on the floor in a series that you have control over, a series where you are the better team, you are the deeper team. There's no, and you have home court advantage. There's no reason to risk further injury to one of the most important players on your team and a guy that has gotten injured a lot throughout his career. So if it was up to me, I would err on the side of caution with OG Anunoby, and I would sit him for really the rest of the series unless it gets dicey, but I don't expect it to get dicey. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. The other thing is Spencer Jones. Unfortunately, Jason Dominguez did suffer an injury. Now, he didn't have a concussion, or he doesn't have a concussion, I should say. The tests came out negative, but he does have a AC sprain in his left shoulder. It's a low-grade one, but he will go to the IL, and that's a bummer for Jason Dominguez, a guy that has had a stop-and-start type of career for the Yankees. He has a ton of talent, a ton of potential, but in this situation of his career and at this stage of his career, at this point leading up to this in his stage of his career, he's had some injuries and he's had some stop and starts and he hasn't always been given the opportunity to shine. This is a guy that many compared to Mike Trout, Mickey Mantle, nicknamed the Martian, has an incredible skill set, could really do it all on the baseball field. But unfortunately, he's never had that runway to truly show what type of player he can be. And it finally seemed like he was going to get that opportunity with an injury to Stanton. And obviously, if Grisham continues to struggle, he could have got an opportunity there as well. But another injury here and he'll be out, which is a bummer for him. But it is good news for a guy like Spencer Jones, who obviously crushed it in spring training. He's a guy that has mashed in the minors. He's having an incredible run here in AAA so far, and now he's up with the big club. 11 home runs, 41 RBIs, I think in 35 games, and over 900 OPS in those games as well. So that's a big time resume that he's bringing to the Bronx. I think this is a...
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Huge, huge gift to Yankee fans. They get an opportunity to see a guy like Spencer Jones, who has a tremendous amount of power, who has a tremendous amount of strength. This is an opportunity for the Yankee fan to sit back and really be on the edge of their seat and see this guy play baseball on a day-in and day-out basis. Let's go to Mike in Syosset. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I better not see OG Anunoby on the court tomorrow night. It's what Tibbs got a lot of hate for, overplaying guys, especially injury-prone ones. I better not see him on the court tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're on the same page. I also, Mike, don't think he's going to be. For all this hoopla that he is truly day-to-day and there's optimism he's going to play in Game 3, first of all, he does have a hamstring strain, albeit minor, and also this team is up 2-0. I just don't see a world where he plays tomorrow night.
There's no need. There is Correct. No need to play him tomorrow. I don't care if it's the most minor injury and he's 100% on him. Not play him tomorrow.
Yeah, and Mike, I'm also not sure if he can. Because he does have a strain. It might be a minor strain, but it's still a strain. So it's also possible that he legitimately just can't go. But even if he can, I'm with you. He better not be on the court. We're sharing a brain on that one.
There's no need. And then it's a big test for Mike Brown to go in tomorrow and win without OG.
Yep.
But you go in tomorrow, you win without him. I think the Sixers throwing the towel on
Oh,
Sunday.
Absolutely. Yeah, they'll quit. No doubt about it. The Sixers are going to give their best punch on Friday in front of majority of Sixer fans, although we know Knicks fans are going to, in many ways, invade the building in his MSG South. But this is the one. This is their last stand. You saw a better effort from the 76ers in Game 2. You'll see an even better effort Friday night. But obviously, if they go down 3-0, they'll quit. Game 4 will be a wrap. The series will be over. It'll be a sweep. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Sean is in Old Bridge. What's up, Sean?
Yo, what's up, Loogie?
Hey, what's up?
I'm doing pretty good. I hope your night is going well, as is mine.
It is. Thanks for asking.
All right. So, as the excellent win for the Yankees, and I saw what happened to Dominguez. That is, like, unexpected, and I do hope he will be okay, because that hit was very, like...
Yeah, it was very scary. He was carted off. Thankfully, it sounds like he doesn't have a concussion, because when it comes to head injuries, brain injuries, that's the thing you fear the most for any athlete, and it sounds like he doesn't have that, at least. But it does stink that he has to go on the IL. But with that, you get a chance to see Spencer Jones, which is awesome. He's a guy that can just hit home runs in bunches, so that's an exciting thing if you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think he's got a good future, kind of like how we had the same kind of speculation for George Lombard Jr.
Yeah.
Since he will be coming up very soon, and I know that for a fact, and I think it's going to be interesting. I know he'll probably get a little nervous, but that happens, of course.
Yeah, I mean, Lombard's still super-duper young, too. It's one of those things where I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, you get a little bright lights, but whether it's Lombard, whether it's Spencer Jones, and I'm glad. Now, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, and I appreciate the call, Sean, but I'm happy for Spencer Jones. He's a guy that I was pumping up in spring training, and we've been hearing a lot about Spencer Jones for years and years and years. It sucks that he gets this opportunity because of an injury, but that's the way it goes sometimes. But now you get Spencer Jones up here. When you think about what the Yankees have right now with Aaron Judge and his dominance, especially with the long ball, when you think about Ben Rice, who's been out for a couple games, but he's been incredible. I think the American League MVP up until this point. And you think about the way that those two and the home runs that they've hit, and now you're adding Spencer Jones, a guy that has a ton of power. The Yankee lineup of Jones, Judge, and Rice, but in particular, zeroing in on Spencer Jones, this has the potential to be must-see TV for Yankee fans, the arrival of Spencer Jones, because of his incredible power. Now, the Yankees obviously hit a ton of home runs, but Jones, when he connects, it goes a very long way. He has that kind of aura about him. Big dude, hits the ball a long way, ton of power. Not going to compare him to Aaron Judge, but there are some similarities, especially when it comes to how far he could hit a baseball, how big he is, and the amount of power and strength that he has. But this is super exciting for Yankee fans. Now, you never want to see a player get hurt, but it did open up an opportunity for Spencer Jones. It opened up an opportunity for Spencer Jones, who does strike out a lot, but the power is there, and it's there in bunches. It's there in spades. It's there in abundance. This is the potential for must-see TV for Yankee fans as they get to witness the incredible potential and the incredible power that Spencer Jones possesses. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Lugie here in the limelight, Tommy Lugauer. We will get back to your calls. We'll wrap up. I see some people want to talk about the Yankees. They want to talk about OG Anunoby. We got about 15 minutes or so left to go in the show before we hand it off to Gordon Damer. So plenty of time to get those calls in. Remember, the number to join, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. 11:51 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
It is after hours, final few minutes here before Gordon Damer comes your way at midnight. So there is a story out there from John Heyman, who we know is, you know, connected with Boris. And obviously Pete Alonso is a Boris client. So take that into account when you hear this story. This is from John in the New York Post, and it has to do with the negotiations at the end with Alonso and Stearns when it seemed like the direction arrow was headed towards Pete not being retained and going to Baltimore. This is a quote from Alonso in the story from Heyman, which is going to get a lot of, when you hear the quote, you're going to understand why. It's going to get a lot of burn here. This is from Pete, according to John Heyman in the story. Pete Alonso to Stearns, quote, when my career is being evaluated for the Hall of Fame years from now, you'll still be fiddling with your flipping formulas. And Pete did not use the word flipping. So I assume it was another F word, but not the word flipping. I love Pete. I love the contributions that he made for this team. I'll never forget that home run against Devin Williams. I wanted him back. I understand his position, wanting to get paid, wanting to remain a Met. I understand when you back up the truck for Soto, when you back up the truck for Lindor, he wanted his. He felt like, listen, I have the most home runs in franchise history. I've been a productive player. I've been a consistent player. I'm never hurt. I play every day. I've improved defensively, especially when it comes to scooping the ball. I am a guy that can give you 30, 40, and 100 every year. I'm still in the prime of my career. Why am I not getting money? He almost sounds like a caller on the station talking about analytics. Pete Alonso sounds like a Yankee fan calling about Brian Cashman here. You're flipping formulas, and I'll be going to the Hall of Fame when you're worried about your formulas. That's what it sounds like. The only thing I will say, because I could look at it both ways, because I love Pete and I support him, but at the same time, a lot of teams use flipping formulas. There wasn't a market for Pete a couple years ago. And even this year, it didn't seem like he had a robust market. So there are a lot of teams, and they could absolutely be wrong about you, Pete, and it's your chance to prove everybody wrong, including especially the Mets. But there are a lot of teams that were probably looking at you and looking at flipping formulas and didn't want to give you the contract and the years you were looking for. Now, Pete is hot as a firecracker over the last couple weeks after a slow start. And I'm sure he's going to be awesome, but you give guys contracts for whatever, 5 years, and you worry more about the year three, four, and five than you do year one and two, which is what a lot of teams were willing to do. And the Mets, just because Pete wasn't interested, but I'm sure the Mets would have been interested in a year deal with him. He just didn't want it, much like the Mets did with Bichette, with opt-outs and things like that. But yeah, Pete Alonso sounds like a Yankee fan calling and complaining about Brian Cashman with the flipping formulas. It's open season on the Mets. I'm sure everybody that can't stand Stearns and can't stand what he's doing is not going to like this quote. And I understand that. I totally get it. But based on Pete's market over the last couple of years, Stearns wasn't the only one that felt this way about Pete. And ultimately, Pete got his money. Pete's in Baltimore. And Pete has an opportunity to shut people like David Stearns up and shut the rest of baseball up that weren't interested in him. And he could go on to this Hall of Fame career that he sees himself having. That'll do it for me. My thanks to Connor. Gordon Damer comes your way next. My thanks to the audience, the listeners, the callers, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night at Buddy's on 3rd Avenue. See you.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.